it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, folks. This show may increase your knowledge. It may improve your funny bone. It might tickle your funny bone. And you might just get, I don't know what. You might learn something. You might have a break and you might enjoy it.
I know one thing for sure, that there is no short of jocularity around this place.
No, there is not. Because I usually make a gaff or guffaw or make a boo-boo and end up laughing my brains out sometimes. It's funny. It can be funny. It can be weird. But today,
it's part of the fun, you know, fun, funny, comedian.
And you know, my grandfather was a clown in the Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Yes.
I did tell you that.
Yeah, it's in you.
But everybody in the world doesn't know it, but now they do.
Now they do.
Listening, yes. Today is February 12th. And that is a very special day for me because that's my husband's birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Curtis. Hey, yeah.
You want to sing to him?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Curtis.
Happy birthday to you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't carry that. Oh, man. Talk about comedians.
Yeah.
That's our word of the day. Comedian.
Comedians.
A comedian or comic is a person who seeks to entertain an audience by making them laugh. This might be through jokes or amusing situations or acting foolish or employing prop comedy. A comedian who addresses an audience directly is called a stand-up comedian. I did know that. I've had people tell me that I should be a stand-up comedian.
Well, yeah, and I guess I knew that and didn't know it. I mean, the stand-up comedians are the people that are standing up there in front of the crowd, making them laugh.
I can't tell you how many people have said, Mary, you're so funny. You should be a stand-up comedian.
Well, now, I think you should.
The problem with me, though, is I need what they call a straight man. And that's kind of your role.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know,
I'll do that.
I need somebody to play off of, somebody to act surprised when I say something or actually be surprised or just be caught off guard, because that's my form of humor. I'm not really good at, well, now I did tell you all about the butcher dance, didn't I?
Yeah.
I kept that thing going for 3 days. That was a phenomenon. Not intentionally. Now, my brother Hank he's our class comedian in our family. Although whenever my four brothers get together, it's audition time. They're always trying to outdo one another. And the young man on our board, whose name is Tyrell Ernest, is a comedian. He writes comedy. He does perform, I think, stand-up from time to time. He recently moved out to Hollywood to get his start out there. And I know that he's told us many times that if it weren't for things that Jennifer and I have done, encouraging him, and Lynn, to anybody at Be Unique, everybody's encouraged him to just be authentic and do his own thing. He said, you guys gave me the courage and the confidence that I needed to go out and be myself. He's so much fun. He really is a hoot.
Well, that's what it's about, to be unique, you know.
You got to be unique. And as you always say, if you're not having fun, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, because there's a way.
Yes, and there's always a way to make something better. Now, I have a list. You know, comedians, they make money being funny.
A lot of them do, yeah.
Some comedians make a lot of money being funny. Funny money. You want to take a wild guess at who the most highly paid comedian of 2020 was?
Well, I'd like to go ahead and say yes and then guess it, but I happen to know because I did take a look at it. I believe it was Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. And you know, I do not find him funny.
Really?
I do not find him funny.
It's a very specific type of humor.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
You know,
I think it'd be kind of fun. I've got a list. I think 20 people here that Barb researched for us. We've got a little over almost 10 minutes to finish the show. Uh-huh. And I would like to go over this list quickly and see who we think is funny or if we know them.
Okay, that sounds good.
Do you know who Matt Groening is?
Isn't he the fellow that writes the lines for The Simpsons?
He is. Also not funny.
Oh, okay.
Trey Parker, I don't know.
No.
I think he partners with Matt Stone and don't know who he is. So I can't say. Now, Ellen DeGeneres, she's occasionally funny.
Very famous.
Yes, very famous. Larry David, I know who he is, and I find him more amusing than funny.
More amusing, yeah.
Byron Allen, I don't think I know.
I don't think so.
David Letterman can be funny.
Yeah, he's got some funny stuff, I think. He's not overtly jocular.
Right. Jay Leno, I think, is hilarious.
Yeah, he's
partly because of his chin. Sorry, Jay. Seth MacFarlane, he did South Park, I believe. But he also acts. I find him moderately amusing. Hmm. Drew Carey, hilarious. But he also seems to work better when he's with other comedians.
Right.
Jim Carrey can be funny, can be scary. He's Kevin Hart needs to get paid more. I think he's one of the funniest people. I watched on, I don't know, it was YouTube or Netflix. He had a comedy special on and I sat there mesmerized. Just a hoot. His humor kind of reminds me of someone whose name, I see his face, but I can't remember his name. Bill Murray. Funny, funny, funny man. He should get paid more.
Yeah, Bill Murray is a funny guy.
But I think the reason he's not making as much now as he may have once upon a time is because he's older.
Well, and he may not really care.
He doesn't care, I don't think.
I would imagine. He strikes me as somebody that's got enough to...
He's happy,
you know,
with where he is.
Get the stuff he needs. And,
yeah. I mean, okay, Bill Murray makes $140 million.
Wow.
I don't know if he makes that or if he's worth that. Jerry Seinfeld, $950 million. He's almost a billionaire.
Wow.
What about Steve Harvey? Do you find him funny?
He can be funny.
He's got funny shticks.
Yeah. He's like, I can sometimes. He's
Dan funny. Aykroyd?
I like Dan Aykroyd.
I love Dan Aykroyd. And when he played with Jim Belushi in the Blues Brothers. Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorite movies.
Part of my cosmology.
Yes. What about Sacha Baron Cohen?
Do not know.
I know and don't care. Oh. Here's another name. I don't know who this is. Rowan Anderson. But the last name on the list is the least paid of all. And I think he should get paid more because I think Ray Romano is hilarious.
Huh. Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He has his moments. They all have their moments, I guess.
Well, you know who didn't show up on the list?
Who?
That I think is one of the funniest people in history is Steve Martin. He's got to
be
worth a little bit of cash.
Yes. Eddie Murphy. That's the guy I was thinking of.
Murphy. Okay.
Eddie Murphy. And what about Richard Pryor?
Yeah. He was.
My guess
classic.
Is these may be their net worth amounts on this list. It's possible that Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy have used their money on other things and they don't have such a net worth.
Possibly. Yeah. I know what my favorite thing about Steve Martin is he turned comedy upside down.
Because
he started all of his jokes off with the punchline.
He was funny. Well, he was also the, what was he called? He used to wear a brown paper bag on his head.
The unknown comic?
Unknown comic. I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah.
And what about Red Skelton?
Oh my.
Bob
he was
Hope.
Hilarious. Yeah.
So many funny people from the old days.
Wow.
It just blows my mind. And now here we are with the Gene and Mary funny act.
Here we are.
Yeah. Funny.
Rowan
funny
and Martin,
people.
Eat your heart out. Huh?
Oh, Rowan and Martin. Yes. Goldie Hawn.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
Abbott and Costello were pretty
Laurel
good.
Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy, yeah. Well, of course. Then you, I don't know. I'm thinking about like Cato and the Pink Panther.
Yes.
That's kind of
situational funny. Comedy.
Yeah.
What about Jackie Chan and Chris Rock in Rush Hour?
I didn't see that.
Have you ever watched Jackie Chan movies at all?
Yes.
You better say yeah. Jackie Chan is hilarious.
So. Well, I quit watching movies after Young Frankenstein, after I started trying to after
Gene
that.
Gene Wilder.
Gene Wilder, Mel Brooks, man, they're genius.
Madeline Kahn.
Oh, my
Kane, Madeline Kane, maybe.
Well, Madeline Kahn and Terry Garr.
Oh, Terry Garr is hilarious.
Two of my favorites of all time.
Oh, that was a good movie. That was classic. What about The Princess Bride? Now we're getting into movies, and you know, we probably should stick to one subject.
And I think probably at this point we better take a look at our clock, because we took a break and now it's time to stop taking a break. And I'm really glad that all the people out there that chose to take a break with us, our listeners, we love you and look forward to hearing from you online. Please visit beunique.org for details about all of our shows. They're all great.
We have five.
Yeah.
And they're all on beunique.org, as Gene said. That's BUNEKE.org.
That's it.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.
See you later.